DTQ, KK4NXC. I'm coming up to that stop.
Before CBA Mobile.
For VWA Mobile.
Thanks, sir. KB4 CBA.
The man! The man! What's happening, baby?
You'll have to tell me you're the happening guy.
I'm just glad we're not down at Cape Canaveral.
There.
Well, every time they yell launch, all the Cajuns quit sitting down and start eating lunch.
Okay. Well, maybe they need to use a different word. I'm sorry, that was good.
Do it like Captain Picard, engage. Hey, the reason I brought that up is because I'm headed for EHS lunch.
Coincidence, so am I.
Dan, are you going to grace us with an appearance?
I thought I'd, you know, give everybody a thrill. Drive, please. Well, I'm on Brush Creek Road. Why I'm going this way, I couldn't tell you. I guess I thought I was going to play tennis. I should have just gone down Wade Hampton and hit old Buncombe, but anyway. But I'll get there eventually. I'm getting ready to go by Eastside High School. You remember that?
Oh yeah, back in the depths of the memory. Hey, you know what I saw Sunday evening?
Yeah, to find out.
Girl behind the counter at Schlotsky's. I'm sure you're familiar with Schlotsky's. And she had a sweatshirt on. And they had given these sweatshirts to all of last year's graduates from Eastside. It said Eastside, established 1970.
Then we know all about 1970. Yep. Oh man, yeah, it's hard to believe that this June will be 50 years. I just I can't even wrap my head around that.
It is what it is. We just make it look good. So anyhow, I proceeded to tell her, I said, so are you an Eastside graduate? She says, yeah, I went to Eastside. Where'd you go, Riverside? I said, no, dear. I was at Eastside in 1970, like your sweatshirt says, the day they opened the doors. As a matter of fact, I used to hang around and watch the original construction. Oh, she just beamed.
Made her day.
Yep. So anyhow, that was interesting and entertaining.
Well, I was watching the. Have you watched any of that Alec Murdaugh trial and the aftermath and all that?
I had to watch some of it during the day because of Sue. And she watched a whole ton of it. And I'm going to tell you something, Bo. I'm going to be surprised if they don't charge Buster.
With Steven's death. But, man, I tell you, that was so messed up. I had no idea. I watched a thing on it last night, but Anyway, what really put the nail in the coffin was that video at the kennel where you could hear his voice, you know, just minutes before they were killed.
Alex Murdaugh, well, let me tell you something. They have now dug up video drone video footage of Alex's brother and Buster taking a ton of weapons out of that place.
I saw that last night. Yeah, I mean, and he's got all kind of financial stuff going on, and he's got that girl that was killed in the boat by Paul. You know, their family is, you know, they're suing, and the estate's for sale, so they'll get the biggest part of that. I think Buster gets some of it, but they get the biggest chunk out of it.
Well, listen, I need to grab something out of my mailbox on the front of the building here. Just a second. Let me step out for about 30 seconds.
Mighty KB4 CPA Mobile.
I'm back.
KB4 CBA. Well, I got my antenna, and man, that tube feels like it's empty. I mean, it weighs nothing, and it feels like they left all the guts out of it or something. it's really strange, and. My mount's not going to work, so I had to order a mount. It'll be here, I think, tomorrow. And so, that's where I am with that.
Well, you're talking about that stub antenna, right?
Yeah, it's, I mean, you know, it looks like, you know, it's decent quality and everything, but it doesn't weigh anything.
Okay. Well, that's different. Well, maybe that's a good thing when you put it up there on a lift mount, up there on the top back of your vehicle. Hey, does it look like it's going to fit back there under your garage?
That's what I was getting ready to do when I realized that the mount wasn't going to work. Because of the way the lift gate opens, there's no lip on the body side of that, and it's just not going to work. The mount I have. So anyway, we'll just have to see.
Yep, okay. Well, if you get one of those universal mounts, can you put it? I tell you what, when we get over there to lunch, I'll let you see how I got it mounted on the back of this transit. Maybe that'll give you an idea or something. I don't know. So, anyhow, well, listen, I'm coming up the hill up to Pelham to turn into the place, so I will see you in there. K4, NWA, clear.
Steve, I just turned on the Pelham, and I'm in this section here where, I'm on the other side of 85. Yeah, right here where the, what's the name of that restaurant? Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, where all the restaurants and fast food and shopping centers are, but I'll be there in about 10 minutes or less.
You're probably there at the Chick-fil-A and the Lost Cajun and all that stuff, aren't you?
Sitting in a traffic light, I can see Chick-fil-A right up ahead here. So, anyway, it just depends on, you know, how I hit the lights here.
All right, well, I'm pulling in right now. I'll talk to you later. KF4MNBA, clear.
I'm in a KF4NWA, KB4CBA, mobile.